Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Acts chapter 20, verses 23 and 24. And I'm really excited to share these verses with you because Chelsea and I just got back from spending an incredible weekend at the Cove, the Billy Graham Cove in Asheville, North Carolina, and Chip Ingram was teaching over the weekend. And so many great things came out of it, but Chelsea and I would both say that our favorite passage from this past weekend was these two verses. And here we go, verse 23. So Paul says, "Except the Holy Spirit has told me in city after city that jail and suffering lie ahead." Okay, but listen, verse 24. "But life is worth nothing unless I use it for doing the work assigned me by the Lord Jesus, the work of telling others the good news about God's mighty kindness and love." You know, Chelsea was saying, she said, "Oh, I wish we could have included that verse in the resolution I passed when I was a state legislator. I passed resolutions for each of the kids and we have it framed and to hang on their wall." But I mean, it's just that special to us because it just really reminds us that this really summarizes what God has called us to do with our life. That yes, as Paul says, now, you know, I don't know that we're going to be killed for our faith, although it could come to that one day. But Paul says, except that the Holy Spirit has told me city after city that jail and suffering lie ahead. We may never be thrown into jail like Paul, but the reality is there will be challenges, there will be hardships on this side of heaven. But even if we're killed, even if we were killed for our faith, if our country were to get to that point, I pray to God it doesn't. It has in so many other countries, to where we have to suffer for our faith. In the end, what is life worth unless we use it to fulfill the purpose for which God has given us? Unless we use it to tell others and show them, not even just tell them, but we read throughout the scriptures, show them through our actions, through our deeds, the good God's goodness, the good news about God's mighty kindness. Mighty. He's mighty in kindness. He's rich in love. And so, that's my prayer for us. It's our prayer. It's my prayer for you. Father, in fact, let's pray. Father, I pray that you would just do an incredible work in our life, Father, that even if we have to suffer, even if people make fun of us, even if people look at us as if we're weird, what is wrong with you? Father, they also did that to you. In fact, they even killed our Lord and Savior. So, Father, I pray that you would help us to, when we suffer, to just show love. Help us to be so different that even when people think, man, what is this? These followers of Jesus, what are they about? You know, they're weird and maybe make fun of us because of things that maybe we don't do or the things that maybe we don't participate in. But Father, I pray that they would watch us and they would see something different and they'd want to know more about your incredible love, about your incredible kindness, Father God. I pray that that would be true. Help us this week to live in such a manner. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now the questions I have for you as we wrap this up is there anything more significant that you and I can do with our life than live in a way that draws people to the love of Jesus? Is there anything more important? Is there any greater purpose that we could have? And yes, we're called to do so many things in our life and take care of our families and provide, and God's given us, you know, so many things to enjoy. But through it all, is there any other greater purpose than through that, through the blessings, through the challenges, to live in a way that draws people to Jesus, our Creator, the one that we are created in His own image? Is there anything better we can do than live in that way? And then question number two, when the people around us learn that we're followers of Jesus and that He lives inside of us, will they be surprised? Will they be surprised? Or will they say, oh, that explains it. I knew there was something different about them that I couldn't put a finger on, that was a love that they had, regardless of how they were treated, by a joy they had in the midst of challenges that life threw their way. Yes, they hurt. They went through tough times like the rest of us, but there's something that sustained them. There's something that got them back up. Will they say that? And then third, what can you do this week to not only tell someone, but show them the mighty, I love it, the mighty kindness and love of Jesus this week? Okay, now let's go do that. Let's go out there and make it a super, ultra, awesome, fantastic week. God bless. And now if you'd like to download other episodes, you can download them on my podcast, which is Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, or you can go to my blog, beacatalyst.com, where you'll find my daily quick devotions as well as other resources. Alrighty, take care.